It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It is a Power Rankings Tuesday presented by DraftKings, America's number one rated sportsbook app. I'm Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman, 5 teams, 7 years, 2001 to 2008. Got a bunch of media gigs now that I love, college games for CBS, NFL games for Westwood One, a bunch of stuff for the Philadelphia Eagles and more. But the priority is right here with you guys every single day on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. We also do the College Draft Podcast, which we are recording today this week, which gives you a look at the best players in the biggest college games. Even Money Podcast. We're releasing that on Tuesdays this year. I was up 7 units in week 2. So for those of you that are watching on YouTube, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL, that is why I can't get this big smile off of my face. I love when I make money for you guys. We have a spread the word winner every week. We have a sponsor confirmation email winner every week. If you're a regular, you know the deal. Spread the word winner is the easiest contest I'm aware of. All we ask for is a retweet on Twitter of either me at Ross Tucker NFL or our show handle at Ross Tucker Pod or Instagram like or Facebook like or love, whatever you can do on Facebook. It's really, really easy. I check all 3 platforms. The more you guys interact with our tweets, the more people see the tweets. That's how the algorithm works, or the Instagram posts or the Facebook posts. And hopefully more people find out about what we're doing here with all the shows we have on the Ross Tucker Podcast Network. Sponsor confirmation email winner for the 4th week in a row is going to win a free Madden 21 code. Pretty awesome. This week, giving some love to Omaha Steaks, omahasteaks.com. Make sure you put the code Tucker in. Send me that email when you get the meat. Omaha Steaks, they've got the beef. They've got the meat. omahasteaks.com. Send that to me, and you might be this week's Madden code winner. Let's roll, Bri.
The Big Show.
Let's start, as we always do on a Tuesday, with Monday Night Football and the Las Vegas Raiders. They opened their new stadium in Vegas with a 34-24 impressive win over the New Orleans Saints.
Boy, was it, Bri. I mean, it really, really was, because early on they were down 10-0, could have been 11-0 with that weird 2-point play, penalty forward, penalty backward, whatever. But early on, the Saints were making it look so easy. I think the Saints scored on their first 3 drives and they had 17 points. Meanwhile, the Raiders' first 2 drives were absolutely disastrous. I mean, I tweeted, Bri, at Ross Tucker NFL. Hopefully you guys are all following me by now. But I do really appreciate when you spread the word to new people who maybe are not. But what happened was Derek Carr was not getting rid of the ball. Derek Carr refused to get rid of the football, even though his offensive line was giving him protection. And really, it was a nice night, I thought, by the Raiders' offensive line. No Trent Brown, their starting right tackle. No Sam Young, who I guess is technically their backup right tackle. Denzel Good filled in and did a, wait for it, good job. And then even Incognito went out with the Achilles tendonitis. In came John Simpson at left guard, the rookie from Clemson, 4th-round pick. I thought he did a decent job. So I thought one of the things that stood out to me, and there's a bunch that stood out to me about this game. By the way, the stadium looks awesome. Really is a shame that not allowed to have fans in it, but I'll just take us being able to have the games, right? I'll just take us being able to have the games. I thought the Saints' offensive line dominated early as Breeze kind of dinked and dunked to Jared Cook and Traquan Smith and Kamara for 17 points. But after that, it was hard for the Saints to move the ball. They really struggled. It was not Drew Brees' best night. He threw maybe the worst interception I've ever seen. And I've seen some pictures of this where it really does look Like, he may have lost the linebacker in the Raiders logo at midfield. I mean, the silver and black of Morrow, the linebacker, right on that logo was pretty crazy. Just some other things that jumped out. Jonathan Abram hitting the camera cart. I know a lot of people were up in arms about that. You know, the camera cart was where it's allowed to be. It's allowed to be behind that yellow line. So I know people want it to be moved back more, but a lot of times, frankly, there isn't more room. I guess in that stadium, they did have a little bit more room, but that's about where it normally is. The difference is there's usually more people there to kind of hold Abram or whatever player up in that situation. So that was one eventful thing. Tell you what, for the Raiders, man, that Cleveland Farrell pick does not look like a good pick. I mean, I saw him getting taken to school a bunch of times by a bunch of different guys. But I will say this. I'll give credit to John Gruden. After he saw that Derek Carr was refusing to get rid of the football on some of the deep stuff, he really had him just get the ball out quick to running backs, tight ends, underneath. And after that, Derek Carr got in a rhythm. And Derek Carr played really, really well. Darren Waller, the tight end for the Raiders, I knew he was good. I knew he put up good numbers last year. I don't think I knew he was this good. I don't think I knew he was this much of a difference maker, but he absolutely was. Really abused the Saints, in particular, Malcolm Jenkins. Jalen Richard had a big fumble for the Raiders, but he made up for it with that nifty touchdown run on third down. For the Saints, Alvin Kamara had a big day, but it was pretty clear that they missed Michael Thomas tremendously because, really, I would say second quarter on, the Raiders D and Derek Carr both really started to settle in after that. It was really pretty impressive what they were able to do. So shout out for sure to Derek Carr, to the Raiders. What a big win. The only thing that makes me sad is that they were not able to have fans there. It would have been so cool for the first game in Vegas, for Raiders fans to have that excitement, Monday Night Football, win over the Saints, but it is what it is. Speaking of it is what it is, all right, I think you guys know over the years, I don't like socks. I wear socks as little as possible because I like flip-flops. I like my Crocs. I like slippers. I just don't like wearing socks that much. However, when I do wear socks, it is Bombas socks. You know why? They make the most comfortable socks in the history of feet. I am of the mindset, actually, if I'm being honest, I've been of this mindset for a long time. If you guys watch on YouTube, you see, I dress for comfort. I mean, I'll even go to lunch with buddies and they'll be like wearing the button down. Nope. I dress for comfort. I enjoy being comfortable. And Bombas socks helps me with that. They also are unbelievably generous. I'll tell you about that other weeks. Here's the deal. Give a pair when you buy a pair and get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/Ross. Absolutely love Bombas socks. I'm going to get more. It's what I wear when I'm doing games on TV, stuff like that. It's bombas.com/Ross for 20% off your first purchase. bombas.com/Ross. These are the socks.
It's time for the all-important power ranking.
Anything you want to say before we get to number 32?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, then.
The worst team in the history of the NFL is...
This week, number 32, the New York Jets.
Well, I kind of mentioned this yesterday when we were talking about and going over the games, but... They've earned it through 2 weeks. The Jets have been absolutely non-competitive in both of their games so far. They don't appear to have a lot of hope moving forward. There aren't a lot of tangible things to feel good about. Crowder was hurt. Now McGovern got hurt. I mean, Mekhi Becton, their left tackle, that's a positive. Other than that, it really, truly is a whole lot of negative for the Jets. It's a shame. They've got a great fan base, but they've earned being the worst team in the NFL through 2 weeks.
Number 31, the Minnesota Vikings.
They haven't really been very competitive either, and I'm surprised. I did not think the Vikings would be as good this year. I believe on the Even Money podcast, I said take the under on their season win total, even though Fezzik's really high on Mike Zimmer. But I didn't think it'd be like this. I mean, they also haven't really been overly competitive in their first two games.
Number 30, the Carolina Panthers.
Panthers at least gave the Raiders a run for their money. And when McCaffrey scored that touchdown last week, you know, they were able to only be within one score, 24-17 of the Bucs. So the Panthers have at least been able to keep their fans engaged in the contest so far. But now with Christian McCaffrey reportedly out 4 to 6 weeks, that will be rough. That will be very, very tough for them. We're about to see what Bridgewater really has. I should mention for the Vikings, by the way, Anthony Barr, torn pectoral, he's out for the year. Usually you say to add insult to injury. I think this would be to add injury to insult.
Number 29, the Detroit Lions.
I tried, man. I tried. I tried to have them higher. I tried to have high hopes. I tried to think this is the year where they could beat their season win total on the Vegas lines, where they could compete in the NFC North. But it appears that the Lions are still the Lions. And that's unfortunate because I think a lot of people like me probably recklessly got their fans' hopes up after what they did last year with Stafford. I thought they did a lot of positive things. Evidently, not enough.
Number 28, the Washington Football Club.
I like Washington Washingtons, but I get it. Washington Football Team, Washington Washingtons. When I see WFT, Washington Football Team, I think WTF. And that's probably not real good branding for them. So they might want to switch that. They were okay against Arizona. They did get a win against Philadelphia. Philadelphia had a ton of mistakes in that game. I don't think Washington's very good.
Number 27, the New York Giants.
So the Giants have at least been, in my mind, competitive in both games. They came down to the very end against Chicago. They battled back down 17-0. Even against Pittsburgh, they were kind of right in it, with the exception of the two Daniel Jones turnovers. So I think the Giants are okay. They're not good. I have them as the 27th best team in the NFL. But I don't think they're a bottom five team.
Number 26, the Cincinnati Bengals.
Primarily Joey B. Primarily Joe Burrow finding a way to get it done for that football team, even though the defense is atrocious and A.J. Green's not what he used to be.
Number 25, the Denver Broncos.
Man, what a brutal, brutal start to their season. Drew Lock, it looks like he's out 3 to 5 weeks with a rotator cuff injury, which means it's Jeff Driskel time, who will have to play without Cortland Sutton, who's done for the year with a torn ACL. They're already missing Von Miller. It just feels like their season's kind of pointless now. I mean, the Broncos' season now is making sure Lock is 100% healthy, and then when he comes back, finding out what he has for the rest of the year, because they're not going to be competitive with the Chiefs and the Raiders in that division.
Number 24, Philadelphia Eagles.
Bri, I can't ever remember as long as we've been doing. I'm sure there might have been maybe in the Chip Kelly era, but I don't remember a time when the Eagles, the team I follow very closely, was this far down in my power rankings. And I might even be giving them too much credit based on what they've done so far this season. I mean, they lost by 10 to Washington. They lost by more than 10 to the Rams. I'm showing faith in their pedigree because of how, you know, they made the playoffs three straight years. So I'm showing a lot of faith in that. But they better improve against the Bengals on Sunday. Otherwise, they might even be further down the list. And if you think I'm full of it, watch NFL Game Pass. I mean, I've been telling you guys about it. Go to NFL Game Pass. You can get a free trial, which is amazing. NFL.com/Game Pass to start your free trial day. I'm a big fan, by the way, of free trials. Why not? Like, if you listen to this podcast every day, and hopefully you listen to Fantasy Feast and Andrew's Business of Sports and everything, you are a football head. Like, you are into it, man. And if you are into it, then you should check out NFL Game Pass. They got the NFL Films Archive, condensed games, coaches tape, a lot of really cool things. Go to NFL.com/Game Pass to start your free trial today. NFL Game Pass, where football never stops.
Moving on, number 23, the Miami Dolphins.
Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, number 23. So much better performance, I thought. And really, the way New England and Buffalo are playing, I don't think Miami losing up in New England in Cam's first game and then losing a close, hard-fought game against the Bills, I don't think that that's a big negative or a big knock for the Dolphins. I'll be curious to see how they do Thursday night. That's a huge game for them. Big difference between 1-2 and 0-3. That's a little juicy Thursday night game between the Jags and the Dolphins.
Number 22, the Cleveland Browns.
Big win for the Browns last Thursday. They did a lot of positive things, especially offensively. My issue, and the way they ran the ball, my issue is they still just, their defense has struggled through the first two games. I mean, bad.
Number 21, the Atlanta Falcons.
I know the Falcons don't have a win, but I also think the Falcons would beat all these teams behind them right now. And I know they're my fantasy Falcons, but I still think that they would, like, they're going to play the Bears this week. I think the Falcons win that game. I think they score. I don't think the Bears can keep pace with the Falcons. They are able to move the ball and score. We know that.
All right. Number 20, the Bears.
But Ross, they're undefeated. They're 2-0. They haven't lost. I don't care. I'll never care. Does the record matter? Yes. But I go by what would happen if these two teams played a best of seven series in my backyard right now, and I would take every team ahead of the Bears ahead of them right now. They are very fortunate to have won those two football games.
Number 19, the Jacksonville Jags.
Man, if you would have told me that the Jags would be ahead of teams like the Eagles and the Lions, Broncos, Vikings, would not have thought it. Kudos to Marone for getting those guys ready to play. Their young guys are playing extremely well, and Minshew mania is real.
Number 18, the Houston Texans.
So the Texans haven't won a game so far, but they played my top two teams. They played the Ravens and the Chiefs. So I'm giving them a little bit of a pass because they deserve it.
Number 17, the LA Chargers.
San Diego Superchargers. San Diego Chargers. So here's the thing, Bri. I saw what happened with Tyrod Taylor. And I know a guy that this happened to before. They tried to give him a rib injection because, you know, I guess he was having a rib issue, and they popped his lung. It's a pneumothorax or whatever. I know a guy that happened to. And so you can't play that week, that's for sure, because you can't even breathe. And he probably won't even be able to play this week. They shouldn't play him anymore anyway. I mean, Herbert did enough to show that he's ready to go or at least be competitive, and they should just turn the page. I mean, they're not going to be competitive with the losses they've had in that division, you know, with the Raiders and the Chiefs anyway. So they should find out what they have in Herbert and get him experience now as well.
Number 16, the Tennessee Titans.
Titans are undefeated. They haven't been overly impressive, but Tannehill did some good things. They found a way to win. It's kind of their formula.
Number 15, the Indianapolis Colts.
It wasn't a dominating performance, but, well, I guess it was. Their defense was much, much better than it had been in Jacksonville. They ran the ball very effectively. I think this is going to kind of have to be who the Colts are.
Number 14, the Dallas Cowboys.
So they still dropped the spot. They got uber lucky to win that game. There's no way they should have, but I'll give them credit for the sense that they, oh, by the way, on the Colts, Paris Campbell, done for a while, the wide receiver, Malik Hooker, done for the season. It's unbelievable how many injuries there have been. Absolutely unbelievable how many injuries. So anyway, I will say for the Cowboys, they at least put themselves in position to be competitive in that game and to have a chance to win should the Falcons blow it, which they did. So I give them credit. They just they kept on keeping on, which is the key. Speaking of kept on keeping on, I keep on doing keeps. If you guys notice, check out YouTube, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. By the way, I'd really like to get to 1,000 subscribers. If I get to 1,000 subscribers, then I can go live sometimes. So please subscribe, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL, even if you just want to get the highlights, the highlight clips. But anyway, if you tell on YouTube, my hair is the way it's been for years because I use Keeps. Keeps basically offers you the two FDA-approved medicines to keep your hair. One is a pill I take in the morning. One's a topical I take in the morning and again at night. They're not FDA approved unless they have evidence that they can help keep your hair. And that's the key I have found. I don't know that it's grown more hair for me, but it's kept what I got, which I really, really like. If you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/RossTucker. to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's KEEPS.com/RossTucker. Keeps.com/RossTucker.
Number 13, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
1-1, but that was more like it, and they did it without Chris Godwin, who's coming back from the concussion. So I think this is going to be a slow build for Tampa. But I think by the end of the year, they're going to be a pretty darn good team.
Number 12, the 49ers.
Wow. I mean, I think they're going to sign Ziggy Ansah, Joey Bosa or Nick Bosa done for the year, Solomon Thomas done for the year, both torn ACLs. Mostert likely out this week. It looks like Tevin Coleman's probably out this week. Garoppolo is a maybe with the ankle injury. The Niners are in a bad, bad way right now. And their division is just so ruthless this year. It's rough. I mean, I guess I have four NFC West teams in my top 12 in the NFL. That's impressive.
Number 11, the New England Patriots.
So they lost, but I only dropped them one. I only dropped them one. Because the Raiders were so impressive, I had to move the Raiders up ahead of them and the Rams, a couple other teams that really deserved it. But Cam showed me so much throwing the ball. That was really special what he did the other night.
Speaking of the Raiders, they're number 10.
Already talked about them. I like this team this year, Bri. You know it. On the Even Money podcast, I took the over. I think the Raiders are going to the playoffs. Especially if they can get that O-line healthy, incognito, Trent Brown. They got a lot of pieces in place.
Number 9, the L.A. Rams.
Very impressive through two games. Very impressive. Goff just seems like he's calm, cool, collected, in a rhythm, and their defense is better than I thought it would be.
Number 8, the New Orleans Saints.
little worried about them, although obviously they'll be better when they get Michael Thomas back. But their defense kind of got taken apart by the Raiders last night. I don't think the Raiders are some juggernaut offensively. I thought the Saints defense would be better than that.
Yeah, I don't think tooken is a word. Number seven, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, I took in the Steelers here at seven because I thought that the Steelers, look, that was a pretty, pedestrian second half for the Steelers, but they still won. They still got a lot of really good pieces in place. They're still a top 17.
Number six, the Buffalo Bills.
I dropped the Bills two spots. Seems a little unfair given the fact that they won on the road and Josh Allen did what he did. But I just think these other teams who have been more impressive to me would beat them in my backyard right now. But I still love my Bills and I'm still very impressed.
Number five, the Arizona Cardinals.
That is one of the teams. You win in San Francisco and then you blow out the Washingtons, you are going to move up the charts like Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals. The NFC West isn't just the best division in football. It's the best division that I think I've seen in a long time.
Number four, the Seattle Seahawks.
Seahawks, the way Russell Wilson's playing right now, I know the defense isn't playing great, and they lost Bruce Irvin and the safety Marquise Blair for the year. But Russell Wilson's playing so well, it's almost like he's able to make up for it.
Number three, the Green Bay Packers.
Proof is in the pudding, man. I loved the over on the Packers on the even money season win total. They were down to 8.5. I mean, they won 13 games last year for a reason. Aaron Rodgers has come out like a man on a mission. They're doing a terrific job running the football. Aaron Jones, even the defense is doing some really positive things. Wow. You have to be impressed with the Green Bay Packers so far.
Number two, the Kansas City Chiefs.
I dropped them, Bri. I dropped them a spot because they had a tough time stopping the Chargers' run game, tough time slowing down Justin Herbert, and even Patrick Mahomes on offense. You know, the Chargers did a good job of keeping the Chiefs in check for most of that game. Now, look, they still won. They still found a way to win because that's what Patrick Mahomes does. But I just think the Chiefs showed a little bit of warts. They're not as good as my number one team. They're not bulletproof. Let's put it that way. Speaking, by the way, of bulletproof, all kinds of departments across the nation, police, fire, EMS, medical workers on the front lines, and even military units deal with constrained budgets and outdated gear. But there's still a job to do, and you need the gear to do it. Hunting for military first responder discounts has historically been a huge pain. You go from one site to the next site. That's why GovX is so smart. GovX is so smart. If you have to pay out of your own pocket, you shouldn't have to pay a premium to get the gear you need to effectively perform your duties and complete your mission. If you're an American of service, join GovX for free and enjoy a community that honors and gives back to patriots like you. If you've got a military or first responder background, and we love all of you, visit govx.com. That's govx.com and sign up for free for instant access to tons of deals and a community that honors your service. Plus, if you use the code Ross, you get $15 off your first order of $50 or more. That's govx.com. Use that code Ross then when you make a purchase.
Russ's number one team, which is totally meaningless, but it's fun and will get many of you incredibly annoyed, is...
This week, it's the Baltimore Ravens.
And this is a good example. Even though the Chiefs didn't lose, they're still dropping. And the Ravens are number one, and the Ravens deserve to be number one. They have kicked some serious hinder. It's what we call what did you call the rear end for your family when your kids were younger, Bri?
Your bottom.
Bottom, okay. There's bottom, there's rear end, there's hiney. I don't know why, but we've used hinder a lot, which I don't know where that came from. I know it's like your hind end, and the girls are very familiar with like deer and stuff, but I don't know. Anyway, they've kicked some – why did I even get on that? They've kicked some serious hinder the first couple weeks. I'll believe somebody can stay within 10 points of the Ravens when I see it, although they play the Chiefs Monday night, so there's a pretty good chance the Chiefs will be able to do that. What – and I mean, game of the year is on Monday Night Football this year, and it's this week on Monday night, just 6 short days away. Cannot wait. Shout-outs go to Pizza Boy Brewing. I was there last Thursday. Probably be there this Thursday. DynastyFreaks.com, Sportaculture, SteakhouseSports.com, and Vision Comics with an X. Lots of shout-outs. They are, I think we're done here, members of Patreon.com/RT Media. Please, please, please listen to the Even Money podcast. I am on a roll, and I want you guys to participate, to benefit from this. Plus, we also will have the College Draft podcast breaking down the best 2 or 3 guys in 5 college games. We got a pretty good college slate coming up. The SEC starts this weekend. Get excited, people. I think we're done here.
Thanks for listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Fantasy Feast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.